Good morning. This is Monica with Family First Care. How may I assist you?
How are you doing, everyone? This is Walter. I was just calling in. You need to send me a text about my birth certificate.
Oh, yes, Walter. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm actually in the process of still trying to locate it. I went to my mother's, but it wasn't there, and I got a couple places I need to look. My question becomes, is there anything else that can satisfy this until I finally get the birth certificate or the Social Security card?
Yeah, do you have like a passport, a U.S. passport that's not expired?
No, it's expired.
Yeah, that would be the only other thing, because let me just check. That would actually be sufficient. Let me see. Yeah, the U.S. passport would be sufficient for both. It would replace basically both IDs. So if you had the passport that was up to date, I wouldn't need your state ID or social. But if you don't have that, I still need either a social or the birth certificate.
Okay.
For the social, you said that, do you apply to get the replacement social?
Yeah, I applied, but they couldn't give it to me in person. They just said that. They just gave me a letter saying that I applied and it would be in the mail with them.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to tell you. Send me a picture of that letter, because we can use that letter in the meantime. Because I know it takes about 2 weeks or so to get your social mailed out to you.
Okay, so that letter isn't currently with me, I didn't know. I'll tell you again, I'll have that letter to you either before the end of business today or first thing in the morning.
All right, sounds good, Walter. I'll follow up with you if anything, okay?
Okay, no problem. Thank you for the text.
My pleasure. Have a good one.
All right.
Bye-bye.